Is this, I mean, yeah, I'd say this is the craziest thing I've ever seen happen with basketball.
Did you ever see Vince Carter dunk over that French 7 foot guy in the
Okay.
Olympics?
Okay. Okay. You know what? This is the craziest thing to happen in the NBA.
Clearly, you weren't there for Bradley Beal's 51 point game versus the Portland Trail Blazers last year.
Okay, this is the
Have you
craziest
been
thing.
seeing how good Trae Young's been doing lately,
This is
though?
the craziest thing to happen in the second week of March 2020 in the NBA.
This is the entitled shit you hear from Warriors fan folks.
Oh, okay.
They're so desensitized. But...
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess, the hottest basketball hot take podcast with the hottest news, hottest takes, hottest boys, hottest fevers. I'm Jared, your local basketball misser.
I am Joe, your local Tahitian treat fruit punch soda drinker.
Ooh, I'm Will. And I'm sitting in the dark because I was enjoying the natural light that comes with that extra hour of daytime. And then it got.
You'd love to feel it.
Sun on my face, moon on my legs. I don't know.
It works. It works.
It's all part.
With that super moon this week.
Ooh.
Pretty.
I tell you, folks, there's nothing super about the NBA being canceled.
Ooh. That's okay. We'll get into that. Also, I might come in a little quiet this episode because my voice is down a little bit. Because I am currently in isolation, suspected of having coronavirus. So.
Jared is bringing you this pod with the coronavirus. That is a level of dedication you are quite simply not getting from any of your other pods.
I love it to be isolated in my home where my computer is with my microphone.
Let
I
me go.
saw Zach Lowe tweet out his most recent episode of The Low Post, and he said, "We had some technical difficulties recording this podcast from two separate places." I was like, "Amateurs. We're
Oh,
doing three,
they
maybe
wouldn't know.
four, sometimes 12 separate places with this podcast."
They wouldn't know. But I
And
mean,
we still don't have it figured out.
we're always trying.
We refuse to learn. And
Well,
that's what this is all about.
I've got
I'm
some
currently
hot tea to open up my airways so I can
tweeting
breathe.
out to some of our followers that they're not getting. I want them to know that we're recording through Jared's coronavirus, that Jared is pushing through, and let them know about that dedication so they can look forward to this pod.
I am tired. But you know who else is tired? Rudy Gobert. And Donovan Mitchell. And I don't know, lots of people. How do we start this? How do we do this?
Where did it all begin? I'd actually like to start off with a take that someone thought Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus because, quote, well, he's French, so maybe he went and visited family in France.
When did he have time to do that?
Yet, like, he's played like five games in the past week. Do they think he's going to France on off days because that's where he's from?
I don't think the team would let him do that. Virus out there or not, that's just a timing issue.
Yeah, he's probably traveling to his next game more than he's going back to visit the homeland and go to the Eiffel Tower.
This is true. This is. There's a lot of Gobert takes right now.
I saw one that said, "No NBA player has tweeted out praying for Gobert. These guys are mad."
Kind of true, though.
Yes, there's, what's the only one who's offering support is Evan Fournier, unless anyone can think of any others.
I haven't seen any.
Evan Fournier's balls to the wall pro Gobert right now, as his French brethren.
I was going to say, he's French too.
And it's hilarious, right? Because, like, he's not... Yeah, like, no one's retweeting him, though.
Well, let's... Like, let's... We should start...
Although...
He's getting ratioed on the tweet.
This ain't it.
This ain't it, bro. I personally thought, upon hearing Rudy had coronavirus, that it was an excellent time to drop a well-timed Lord carry him now. But you can't even get that out of Dwight Howard.
Let's start. We should start with where this began.
Mm-hmm. In Wuhan City, in the Hubei province of China.
All right, let's fast forward a little
Lance
bit.
Lance Stevenson is at the root of this. I knew it.
Lance Stevenson threw a bat at an assistant coach.
Actually, did you see Lance Stevenson was about to sign with the Pacers?
Oh, God.
He was.
Well, this whole thing has been counted as having a big silver lining for the Pacers that they didn't end up with Lance on there.
This is facts.
Something positive came out of it.
At least one positive thing. We get podcast content in multiple ways, and we get the Pacers saved. All right, where do we... the microphones, right? He touched all the microphones.
Yes, he
made a point to touch them all. Like, he went back into the room and, like, palmed everything he could and then jogged out jokingly.
So the NBA, to which point we'll hit later, like, didn't have the guts to ban fans, but they said that media couldn't go in the locker rooms and had to sit 6 to 8 feet away from players during scrums. So they were fine with the 20,000 people being around the players, but they didn't want the, like, 12 or so people to be talking to them too closely. And so while all the media were sitting far away, Rudy, I guess, took exception to this policy more than anyone, and as Joe said, touched everyone's microphone on the way out of his interview. Rubbed his hands all over him. And I believe it was only about 3 to 4 hours later when suddenly the game was postponed and then canceled.
No. The microphone thing was a few days before.
I think it was on Monday.
Yeah.
And the game Wednesday, maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday, was postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a guy sprinted out to the court as they were about to do the tip-off. And then all of a sudden it was like, game's over, season's suspended, everyone go home.
What I had seen and read was that, so the microphone thing happens like a week to a few days before that game, right? Just kind of silly, kind of dumb. And this is, in this meantime, other teams are planning, you know, the league is planning like, okay, how do we move forward if this all gets worse? So like the Warriors, for example, because San Francisco had banned gatherings of 1,000 or more people. They were going to play in an empty stadium against the Nets.
Good afternoon.
Oh, sorry about that.
What's going on here?
Just wanted to hit you with a good afternoon.
Okay.
That's a soundboard. Yeah, no, I was trying to get the exact timeline in a video of the Oklahoma governor started playing on my computer.
Hopefully.
Rudy was on Monday with the microphones, mm-hmm. and then on Wednesday, the game got canceled. Yeah.
So teams are preparing, like, okay, maybe we'll play for empty stadiums, blah, blah, blah. Hold on, catching my breath.
Jared, do not delete that good afternoon.
I'm not. This is a breaking news special episode. This is an edit.
I know you do a lot of editing for this podcast. But...
You know, I try sometimes. He touches the mics. I believe somewhere in that time span, Rudy Gobert is fucking with everyone in the locker rooms, what people are saying, just touching everyone's shit.
Sounded like for ages, touching all the players too.
Okay, yep.
He rubbed his hands all over Donovan Mitchell, and now he's tested positive also.
Yeah.
Like, while Donovan Mitchell was interviewing post-game, Rudy Gobert, like, rubbed his hand across his face.
Mm-hmm.
As a joke.
As a
goof.
Spreading the virus as a prank. YouTube gone wrong.
Do you know... I think maybe the funniest thing that's happened with this so far.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like one report while it was saying Donovan Mitchell had tested positive that also Emmanuel Mudiay had tested positive.
And yeah, no one talks about that.
That's just literally not come up again. No one's even bothered to like debunk it or corroborate it. It's like nobody gives a shit. They're like, what if he is? Who cares?
Yeah, and all the reports now are like, yeah, there's two players in the league who tested positive. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. It's like, oh man. Emmanuel Mudiay gets no love.
It's only two players in the league tested positive because when they figured out Mudiay had it, they just cut him.
Oh.
Big Mudiay.
So
no, it is not a big Mudiay to have the coronavirus, folks.
So we get to this game, Wednesday night, right? Tip-off is about to start. Other games in the meantime have started. This game's about to start. They're ready to tip off. Everyone's on the court. Everyone's like in position pretty much. And a team doctor sprints to the officials, whispers something, and then the officials are like, oh, okay. And they send everyone back to locker rooms. And the players like wave at fans goodbye, like they know something's up. And then the PA announcer says, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game has been postponed. Turns out that morning, a test has been ordered for Rudy Gobert because he was sick the day before. He's feeling sick. Feel like I had a cold, but like not so bad. And just as a precaution, they test him that morning. He was ready to play. He wanted to play that night. And then, yeah, that last second, a test comes back, and it was actually positive. And then...
Rona.
Yeah, and about 20 minutes later, they announced that the NBA season has been suspended.
Folks, before we delve further into this, just a quick word from our sponsor. I want you to head over to cdc.com, type in promo code FullCourtMess to get a free vial of the coronavirus mailed to you, to your house. If you act now before we finish recording the pod, but also before we release it to the listeners, they will send two vials of the virus so you can pre-expose yourself and one of your loved ones. That is promo code at FullCourtMess on cdc.com.
And folks, remember, the information is free. Do not touch the microphones. Don't rub your hands on your teammates, your friends, your enemies' faces. Here we are. The league is suspended for at least 30 days.
Anti-shout out to the Rick Carlisles of the world who keep pretending to be more concerned with like the games than the fact that there's a pandemic. I was like, what was the first thing you thought when you heard the league was getting suspended? And he's like, that we better win this damn game. He's like, man, shut up. Just shut up.
You'll have more games.
Okay. In fact, the fact that this season won't be played, that the league is getting canceled, means it means nothing if you win this game.
That's also true.
I loved Mark Cuban's reaction that they caught on the bench when he found out.
Oh, yeah.
It was like shock and like, you got to be kidding me. And then like within minutes, he's like, we're going to make sure all the workers at the stadium are taken care of. Like, okay, Mark, good for you, I guess. But
I mean, that is good. I do like to see
it
that.
It is good, but it's just that like was not I don't his first thought when the season got
no.
suspended.
And also, I don't like to give him props. I don't like giving props for anything, but I guess it's cool.
No, this is a Mark Cuban is the enemy podcast.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
As the only time I've gone semi-viral, he just did a good thing, but overall he still sucks ass. I'm dying though at the teams. The Bucks and the Pelicans are killing me with Giannis and Zion offering to help pay for what Mark Cuban is paying for in Dallas for the workers, the stadium and the team workers who are not going to be able to receive a paycheck.
Kevin Love did it also.
Yep.
And I don't remember how other teams have reacted so far, but when Zion and Giannis offered, their teams essentially were like, yeah, cool. Glad you're doing that.
And I think
the Bucks said they would match Giannis's 100,000.
Okay. And that's nothing. That's
the Pelicans. Said like to the people who own the stadium, which what Zion was talking about, said to Zion, yes, we promise we will do whatever it takes to make sure you are able to pay their salaries.
Oh,
oh my god.
Cool.
Like, yeah, Zion's on that rookie deal. He ain't even making the real bank yet.
That's his whole check. At least, so, like,
shout out to
Zion.
The guy.
We don't deserve Zion.
We don't. Either of them. Don't. Shout out to both of them, but they shouldn't have to be doing that. Even like Dan Gilbert said he would pay.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Dan Gilbert is just paying as if they'd be working all month.
Yeah. I saw the Wizards also. They said they would do it till March 31st. And it's like the suspension lasts longer than that, though.
Yeah.
It's 30 days at a minimum. March 31st is like 17 days away. You're just canceling it after that.
Truly, any team can afford this.
It's very on brand for the Wizards, though.
It is.
That's true.
In any given 30 days, they probably put in about 17 days worth of effort. So
yeah, there's something the Wizards love to do. It's not going all the way.
Well, that would be if we say defense probably isn't like half the game, but it's probably slightly under half the game. So maybe 13 over 30 of the game. That's mm-hmm. the part that they don't do at all. And then they try on the 17 out of 30. That's offense.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me.
Ooh.
Keeping that in as well.
That's live, folks. That is coronavirus live.
Folks, that's live. If you're lucky, you might get a sneeze. Might hear a sneeze every now and then.
You can literally hear the pandemic mm-hmm. on this pod. You are not getting that from the Low Post or the Bill Simmons pod.
That's
Bill
true.
Simmons literally had Malcolm Gladwell on again.
I hope Bill Simmons' pod gets coronavirus. It's really pretty cool, pretty cruel that we are the first podcast to get the coronavirus, but we will carry this flag in honor of Jared.
Thank you. I love to be a trendsetter. Yeah, basketball's fucking suspended. What do we? Shouts out to Vince Carter on making what may have been but he made what may have been his last shot in the league.
Yeah, 3 points. Drained a three. It's beautiful.
That's cool.
I am hearing that the plan, from reliable sources, of course, mm-hmm. that the plan would be to play the rest of the regular season games and also the playoffs, which seems silly to me. I would think they would, if the suspension of the season is 30 days and then they start playing again, I would think they'd just like cancel the games that were in that 30 day span or like just start the playoffs now or whatever.
Yeah.
I know that might upset a few like 8-seed borderline teams or something, but
definitely. Let me see what
you might as well just start the playoffs. It's going to be the Lakers or Clippers, and it's going to be the Bucks, Sixers, Celtics, or Raptors in the finals. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, maybe you could argue the Rockets are going to figure it out, but I kind of doubt it. You could maybe argue the Nuggets are still good. I don't think they're better than the other two teams. Anyway, that's a whole long way to say just start the playoffs as soon as the season comes back.
Yeah, or like if they keep doing this, if they keep with their plan, I imagine they would also just not have a preseason next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. that's what, like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, summer league, and yeah, it's 2 or 3 weeks.
I think also something Joe said there jogged my got my brain moving. I think there's been a serious lack of NBA coronavirus takes for the season, and I'd like to fire one off there. This coronavirus coming actually gives the Raptors a huge advantage to win the title with their superior Canadian healthcare.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes.
You gotta think they'll be hurt the least by this, and therefore will be coming into the playoffs at full strength, much stronger than the American teams.
That's a great point.
This is and the fans too. The fans are gonna be loud and clear.
Oh, Jurassic Park's gonna be going nuts. There's gonna be a maximum of 3 American basketball fans left at the end of this. They won't have that home court advantage.
This is true.
For the record, those 3 are me, Jared, and Joe.
Yes.
Just single fans just shouting single fans. In the void. In the very back row of the stadium, all 3 of us sitting together, saying "Good luck out there, guys."
Just have fun.
In a normal speaking voice.
whispering good luck to Kyle Lowry's ass in game one of the NBA Finals.
I hope I wake up
in a cold sweat every day, terrified that Kyle Lowry's ass contracted the novel coronavirus.
The horror. The absolute nightmares you must have.
It's horrendous.
Oh man. This is what we fear. And also the health of...
Nobody's talking about this.
We seriously fear the health of the elderly and those with health issues, and also Kyle Lowry's ass.
The health of the elderly is why they couldn't let Vince Carter keep playing. He was at so much more risk than everyone else on the court.
You get one shot.
I mean, that's just statistics right there.
You got to figure this factors in. Oh, I got another for you. This really factors into the MVP race. What LeBron is doing at his advanced age is even more impressive when you consider the advanced risk from the coronavirus that he's under.
Okay, that seems like a legitimate take that more than one Lakers fan is going to make.
Yeah.
Giannis doesn't have to worry about this virus at all. If LeBron gets it, there's a probably 60-70% chance he just dies on the court.
What was the tweet you sent that was something like LeBron – I can't even remember if this is real or not. I'm like blurring everything either that we've made up together or is real. That like LeBron, the fact that LeBron's 35 and has three kids and Giannis is 25 and has only one kid, we know who the real MVP is.
Oh yeah, no, that definitely happened. I can't remember.
That's a real take, right? Okay. Yeah.
No, that happened.
Yeah.
LeBron has had so much tea sapped out of him. It's incredible that he can even get it up to get on the court.
You know, you gotta think that Vince wishes he actually signed with the Raptors for his last season.
I think it would have been the final straw for Raptors fans and Vince Carter, though, right when they were finally starting to make up, if Vince had come onto their team and given the whole team coronavirus.
That's okay. That's true.
They probably just would have not ever retired his jersey at that point.
Okay, so... I read this is like Woj, so it's gotta be real. Woj is saying that the team is like seriously mad at Rudy Gobert.
It's awesome.
Like there are like things will seriously like have to be repaired between him and the team moving forward.
If the Jazz
because he touched all their stuff.
Yeah.
If the Jazz have to trade him at the end of this, like everyone's healthy again and ready to play, and the Jazz have to trade Rudy Gobert just because they can't play with him anymore, that would be the funniest reason for a trade in NBA history.
And I don't think possible trade packages
for Rudy Gobert. We need to discuss this.
Okay. I'm willing to spend Ebola and swine flu for Rudy Gobert. Straight up, no draft picks.
Man.
I was thinking like Hassan Whiteside for Rudy Gobert, straight up.
That'd be a dangerous thing. You put Rudy Gobert into anti-vaxxer land in Portland, what are you getting out of that? The whole Trailblazers team would have the mumps in like a week.
The mumps.
How many diseases can Will name in 1 hour?
Folks, I've been really scouring the CDC's website.
Been using that promo code like wildfire.
When Rudy Gobert gets traded to the Miami Heat and gives everyone on the team dengue fever.
did you see
his bag full of mosquitoes prank just didn't play off as well as he thought it would.
Did you see Donovan Mitchell's post on Instagram?
Oh, I did. Oh. It was a straight up call out post of Rudy Gobert.
Joe, you haven't seen this?
I have not seen
it. Okay,
no.
let me read this. Thanks to everyone who's been reaching out since hearing the news about my positive test. We are all learning more about the seriousness of this situation, and hopefully people can continue to educate themselves and realize that they need to behave responsibly both for their own health and for the well-being of those around them. And then the rest is like, I appreciate the authorities, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate the health and thoughts. But come on, amazing. Man. That's hard. We know what that means.
I guarantee it's like Donovan Mitchell who's actually super mad, and all the whole team is like, well, of course we're gonna rally behind Donovan over Rudy. Like,
all right, workshopping this one. Couldn't get it finished, but willing to give it a shot. It's ironic that the Stifle Tower couldn't protect his sneezes in the locker room.
Okay. Pretty good. No.
Man, what if they trade him, though? Like, what? Put a percentage on them. What are the odds? What's your...
I think it's a 30% chance they trade him, okay. But a 95% chance that if they trade him, it's to the New York Knicks.
I could believe that.
For Taj Gibson and a first-round pick.
But and for
Kenny Wooten.
The funniest possible thing would be to right now, at effective immediately, trade him to an Italian basketball team.
Oh, man.
I think my worst coronavirus take was that I felt bad, and I'm not ever rooting for anyone to get it, but I was kind of like a little excited when we got our or relieved when Gobert got it, because I was like, now that athletes have it, we'll actually get to like hear about what it does to people, like as it happens. Like we're gonna like get reporting on how Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell are doing, and I don't get that when it's some random guy in North Carolina.
Are we getting reports though?
I don't. I like it's early, but like at least we'll be able to hear like, hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, here's like how it's going will probably happen, and they have better medical care than us. But I would also just kind of like to hear. Now I have Jared, but I would just kind of like to have heard what it was like
for someone like in very good health to have it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like Woj tweeting out that Gobert has diarrhea this morning, unrelated to COVID-19, but that's what I'm hearing league sources say.
I mean, for Gobert, he said he felt like he just had a cold. I mean, maybe he's just saying that, but he was just listed out just for a cold. So, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's hitting people differently.
And I would like to give a shout out to all the jokes. They did make me laugh every single time. No sarcasm. That Gobert's coronavirus game was going to kick the shit out of Jordan's flu game.
It probably would have.
It would have been awesome. They should have let him play.
The thing, though, the thing is that, like, for some other people I've talked to, and also me, I feel so out of breath. So I don't know how you could play like that. I went up a flight of stairs today, just one flight to my doctor's office, and I was like, I have an appointment. Please. I can't. It's like catching my breath like I ran a marathon.
Jared, I don't wanna go out on a limb here, but I think you might have the coronavirus.
I don't think so.
Something you should be watching out for, a little thing called COVID-19. I want you to keep your eyes peeled as days move forward. It's been getting a little more mainstream.
Let me look at my doctor's assessment right here. It says suspected 2019 novel coronavirus infection.
Ooh,
I got it's not even. I didn't get the 2020. I got the 2019. I am you know behind.
You got that old model.
I got the old you know shit.
Your virus depreciated in value the second you left the doctor's office.
Oh, I can't sell this.
No one's gonna want that, man.
No.
You can trade that into GameStop for like, at best, a seasonal flu.
probably not even that. Just you can trade in GameStop and get one cough.
They'll give you a dust allergy.
Yeah. Oh, I feel better now.
That's good.
And it's gone. True. And it's gone. It's gone.
Oh my God, folks, we figured it out.
Call Rudy.
Rudy,
get the scientists on the phone.
When Rudy Gobert discovers the cure and like tries to tell people it, and just nobody fucking listens to him. Rudy Gobert's like, I burped and it went away. And Donovan Mitchell's like, why don't you shut the fuck up?
I tried to explain to my wife why it's so funny. Okay. It's so funny that Rudy Gobert is like patient zero for this. Not really, but like in the mainstream, he's patient zero now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time doing it. So
It was, I love. Fellas,
why is it so funny that Rudy Gobert is the guy?
Because it's not surprising at all.
Yeah, it's the guy. It's the guy who's known for crying about not making the All-Star game. Now he is. Okay,
I told her that. I said it's funny because, like, last year he cried when he missed the All-Star game, and he's just like a player that people either really love or really seem to hate. Even before all this went down, like, mm-hmm. or at least really think is amazing or really think is garbage. Like a very polarizing player in that way. And so for some reason, he comes up in conversation like above average, like more often than a lot of players in discussion of like, he's defensive player of the year, or he's a liability. He shouldn't even be playing. Like, and then he's getting crossed up by Steph. He's getting dunked on. Meanwhile, he's like defensive player of the year candidate / winner, like the last several years. And I don't know. He's just, it just seems really funny to me.
I will say it's one of the most incredible notifications of my life when I looked at my phone and it was Rudy Gobert and Tom Hanks have coronavirus. It was like, wow, like together or.
Yeah, they've been chilling.
The Utah Jazz have waived Emmanuel Mudiay and signed Tom Hanks to fill their coronavirus third slot.
Oh, no.
Who would have been the funniest player to get coronavirus? To be patient zero? Like, objectively, James Harden would have been hilarious.
Yes.
Everyone would have talked about him killing the league, and then he would have actually killed the league.
Yeah, him. That's a good one. Joel Embiid would have been pretty funny.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that would be incredible if Joel got it.
Steph with the mouthpiece, it's always hanging out his mouth.
Definitely Kyrie. Definitely Kyrie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It'd be pretty funny if like Robin Lopez somehow got it from one of the mascots he was beating up.
Benny the Bull is patient zero.
Did everyone see Robin Lopez's joke about the mascots after the league got suspended?
Yeah.
He was so like, good. Damn, is this what it finally took to defeat all of them? Let's wait and see if anybody dies first.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then Benny the Bull, I think, responded to him. Like, the Twitter account for Benny the Bull was like, hey, man. And he was like, go hang out with all those other loser mascots. Like, let me know how it goes. Or something like that. It was hilarious. He named three mascots. Like, he named them by name.
He did. He was ready. Like, he had them ready to go.
If Woj tweeted out, Benny the Bull has contracted the novel coronavirus. And, like, or the raptor, the inflatable raptor has contracted the novel coronavirus.
It's only the inflatable raptor
on rollerblades.
Yeah. Oh, man. Or, like, the magic one, but, like, on the... on the hoverboard from the dunk contest, just has the coronavirus.
It's
now.
How about King Cake Baby?
Oh my God, that motherfucker has a lot worse.
King Cake Baby looks sick.
King Cake Baby has like 12 different types of cancer.
This is true.
Also, like, admittedly, it would definitely be hilarious if it was like some random ass player, like a guy on a 2-way contract, gives it to the rest of the NBA.
Yeah.
Like
Andre
it's like
Ingram.
Damn, I can't
finally
believe
makes it to the NBA again and infects the whole league.
I can't believe Ish Smith just gave the entire NBA coronavirus.
Wow, the Ish Smith disrespect. That man has not been on a 2-way contract.
That man is for some reason on a 2-year, like $6 million a year contract, and I've no
clue how
he received it.
He rules.
He's great. Isaac Bonga kicks every player so hard in the nuts that they get the coronavirus.
No, just Rui. Just continually kicking Rui.
He kicks Rui so hard in the nuts that Rui, like, sneezes onto another player, and that's how it starts. Oh, it'd be hilarious if Draymond gave it to everyone, of course.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, crossing the line here.
Spitting on people.
Obviously, like, any of the famous players, like, LeBron would be hysterical if he gave everyone in the league coronavirus. Like, I would love to see, like, just, like, the respect that every player has for him put to the test.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to LeBron for having maybe one of the fastest walkbacks of a take I've ever seen with, I'm not playing without fans.
Oh yeah, and then the next day he's like, oh, you know, we do. We'll play what we got. We gotta do what we gotta do.
LeBron, it's a pandemic. Calm down. It's like, you gotta stop.
Yeah. Like, or yeah, he's like, I'm not playing without fans. He's like, oh my, and then the league is like, no, you won't. You're not playing without fans because you're not playing at all. Yeah.
LeBron did this. LeBron really did do this. He said, I'm not playing without fans. And the NBA called his bluff. All right.
Okay, bet. Cool. did you see how Devin Booker found out that the league was suspended?
playing Call of Duty.
While live streaming. Call of Duty Warzone. And then he just kept playing.
Did Call of Duty have inside information that this was going to happen, to have a free battle royale game to release the weekend coronavirus?
I'm gonna be honest. It's a very convenient time for me, and I have been playing it. That's all I can say.
The Animal Crossing developers are gonna have a lot of questions to respond to.
Oh yeah, is it a bit cynical that they are giving a disease to hundreds of millions and killing millions to prop up the release of Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch? Yes, but at the same time, is it warranted?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, for health reasons, just for me, they should move it up a week forward. I could play tonight. I would like that. Nintendo, I know you're listening. Just do me a solid.
Avid Full Court Mess fans, mm-hmm. Over at Nintendo Corp.
I want to also give a shout out to an incredible take that I believe it was, don't want to misattribute it, I believe it was Joe who shared. I'm stupid as hell. I shared it.
Wow.
I'll take credit for it, though.
Joe, thank you for receiving this take with a LMAO. You know, Bill Simmons tweeted out, like, I don't know, yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever the league got suspended, single craziest day in NBA history. It's not even close. Stay safe out there, everybody. And then somebody quote tweeted with, Kobe Bryant died 6 weeks ago. And somebody captioned that with, RIP Kobe, slow bros got amnesia out here.
Slow bros.
I was like, no disrespect to the dead, but this is far crazier.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. These are just entirely different things.
It's just not even close.
I feel like it's also disrespectful, just to both sides to compare them.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say the Kobe's like the craziest day in league. It was an incredibly sad day. I'm not out here like, damn, that shit was wild.
It was crazy, and it was shocking, and it was heartbreaking to many.
Like, the guy who did the like quote tweet sounds like he'd be like posting in a year like, yo, never gonna forget that day when the helicopter exploded. Y'all remember this?
That's like the type of person who's like, so an NBA fan hears the season suspended is like, wow, that's crazy. And then someone's like, oh, I guess you think 9/11 wasn't so crazy then, huh? Like, those are two different things.
And for the record, I don't think 9/11 was very crazy.
You know what's crazy? What the troops go through every day.
Yeah, how dare you disrespect the troops by saying the NBA season getting canceled was crazy.
You know what's crazy? The freaking Joker, man. This guy thinks crime is funny. You think the NBA season getting canceled is twisted? I'll show you twisted.
I'll show you mental health.
Condoms to his coworkers. That's twisted.
Oh man.
Try the Drump thing again.
Is this? I mean, yeah, I'd say this is the craziest thing I've ever seen happen with basketball.
Did you ever see Vince Carter dunk over that French guy in the Olympics?
Okay. You know what? This is the craziest thing to happen in the NBA.
clearly you weren't there for Bradley Beal's 51-point game okay. versus the Portland Trail Blazers okay. last year.
Okay, this is the craziest
thing. Have you been
thing.
Seeing how good Trae Young's been doing lately,
this
though?
Is the craziest thing to happen in the second week of March 2020 in the NBA.
This is okay. this is the entitled okay. shit you hear from Warriors fan folks.
Oh, okay.
They're so desensitized though.
Okay.
To all the awesome stuff that happens in the NBA that they think this is the craziest thing. Let me educate
you.
If you
want to verify how crazy things are, just check Brian Windhorst's timeline, and he will tell you
yeah, every
how
night
crazy the NBA
happens in
gets
the NBA.
Every single night.
You know,
just not even 2 weeks ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves shocked the Pelicans in New Orleans. Every night, something amazing happens in the
James
NBA.
James Harden and Russell Westbrook combined for 52 points in a game. You're telling me that's not crazy?
That's happening almost on the nightly.
You know, Brian Windhorst's last something great happens every night tweet was on the 5th, back on the 5th.
Wait, did he not?
What did he know?
Did he not tweet one on the night that the league got canceled? There were games that night. Is he saying nothing amazing happened?
I guess so.
How dare he?
Here, I'm on his timeline right now on Twitter.
This is an expose. I am going on Twitter to expose him.
One day ago, he talks about inside stories from it's a ESPN article. I'm assuming he wrote it. Inside stories from the Chinese Basketball Association's coronavirus. Induced hiatus. Okay. Also a day ago, an FAQ on what we know and don't know about the suspension NBA season. 4 days ago, his podcast. 6 days ago, an article about how it's hard to ignore the importance of Lakers Clippers. On the 6th, it's a YouTube video about the most fire shoes at the Jordan brand and Puma All-Star or something. okay.
Windhorst, the shoe king of ESPN.
On the 5th, this is his last almost every night something. I wonder if he deleted. I feel like he had more recent tweets of these. I wonder if he deleted them. The most recent one is Luka and Porzingis both scored over 30 again in thrilling overtime when against the fading Pels. Celtics got shorthanded win as Colin Sexton continued hot streak with career high 41 for Cleveland. Duncan Robinson hit 9 threes as Heat set team record. Every night something great happens in the NBA.
Is it at all possible that because Windhorst the coronavirus suspension, league suspension, quarantines, etc. are preventing him from having total access to LeBron, that now he has nothing to talk about?
Okay. Breaking news. Breaking news over here. As of 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, reports. A child has tested positive for coronavirus after getting an autograph from Rudy Gobert.
Oh, no. No, not like this.
Someone quote tweeted this. Who dat trap said, "You got to prove to me a kid asked for his autograph."
No, it was a softball.
All right,
and he knocked it out of the park.
Well, okay. So, what else is going on in the league?
Will, you running diagnostics over there?
Could you hear my furious typing?
I could hear some typing going on.
I was exposing Brian Windhorst on Twitter.
Oh, good for you.
This is I don't ever want that punk ass Buster to tweet the every night something great happens in the NBA again, because something great didn't apparently happen on the night of Wednesday the 11th, even though all sorts of incredible games happened, and I believe the Hawks and Knicks went to like double overtime.
Yes, yes.
Is that enough, Brian?
You know, something NBA related could still be happening almost every night. That's amazing. And what I'm talking is, the Suns have said that they will continue their season through NBA 2K live streamed on Twitch the Phoenix Suns are live streaming the rest of their season on 2K.
What? Who's playing the games?
They haven't said yet.
That rules, actually.
And yeah, I as much as I want to roast that, it's funny and I kind of like it.
The Suns are not that bad. I'm gonna go ahead and go on.
Okay.
Monty Williams was a great head coach hire. Mm-hmm. They've got a pretty solid team. They're not gonna make the, they weren't gonna make the playoffs this year, especially in the West. But I think if they were in the Eastern Conference, they would be a potential playoff team.
It's going to be awesome when they play the rest of their season on 2K on live stream and they still like lose 80% of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, they have it set on like rookie mode and they're winning by like 60. This is how it was supposed to go.
They're like, to be accurate to who we are as a team, we have given the controllers to a 6-year-old who has not heard of basketball.
I imagine that Devin Booker is going to be streaming some of those games.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the players will. Frank Kaminsky, get him on the sticks.
Get him out of here.
I want to see. I want to see the coach play. Frank Kaminsky's
been injured all year. They just make it. They like don't play him in the game. They're like, no, this has to be real. Bench him.
What I want to see is you have one of the players playing the game, but you have the coach behind him watching, telling him what to do.
Calling the plays.
Yeah.
Has like the trainers and like water bottles and shit like that too.
Slamming clipboards down.
They make it, yeah, make it as dramatic as possible.
They're playing the games in the stadium on the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker misses a shot and screams like, "That's bullshit!" Gets teed up while playing the game.
You can get teed up in 2K by saying "That's bullshit" into your microphone.
I was unaware.
This is a thing. I don't know if it's still a thing, but it in previous games that was a thing.
That's really funny.
And it sucks, and it's happened to me.
That's hilarious.
It's only in certain modes. But yeah.
Do you think the Suns could add frequency vibrations to their team?
Oh my god.
Would he be a good fit, though?
What?
Which player in the league is the most frequency, has the most frequency vibrations energy?
I don't know. I've kind of successfully blacked out anything. Like, I've blocked any of that game out of my memory, anything with the story.
Kristaps has the freaking vibe energy.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. I don't think I can dispute that.
That seems not good.
No, I wasn't a big fan of old freaking Vaughn.
Here's a question. What's gonna be on ESPN this month?
Yeah, it would have been college basketball or pro basketball.
Right.
Almost entirely.
Because March Madness is done. It's just not happening.
Kaput. I'm guessing they'll play, replay a lot of old games.
Yeah. I think they'll do a lot of that.
They also could just, like, do, like, awareness stuff. Like, honestly, their coronavirus coverage has been better than a lot of places.
This is true. Also, NBA on TNT. They did the whole hour special.
The second Rudy Gobert actually got it, like, they started taking it seriously, and they've had some like good like guidance come on to their programs and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not ideal that that's one of the best places to get information about it, but like, I mean, take what you can get.
It's nice because people are watching it anyways. People who don't really know or like, you know, just ignorant to what's happening, they see that and they're like, oh, okay. So, I think that's good. Hopeful. They're gonna start showing like esports or something, I'm sure. If they put the NBA 2K League on there, I'm gonna be mad though.
Well, isn't the 2K League getting like
I think it's postponed also.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
Because you got to be in close quarters.
Yeah.
I saw that because 2K20, or I mean, every year 2K has that mode. It's like 2K today or something, where it just shows you like, here's today's games. It like, you know, it uses the NBA database for that, and as soon as things got postponed, it didn't know what to do, and so if you'd go into that mode, it would crash your game.
That's pretty spot on.
It was Y2K all over again. Hold on.
Y2K is a question I ask myself every day.
Because it was $3 is always the answer.
Okay, one more. Everybody gets one.
Thank you. That's that socialist behavior.
Oh, yeah.
This is an equal opportunity joke podcast.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about equal opportunities for all, okay?
Enough said.
And that's that. See? That's what I'm saying. It's good. It's good, actually.
I got a retro take here.
Okay.
Pulled up.
Okay.
We want to dive into that real quick.
Let's do it.
This comes from Nate Silver's website, 538, and it is called 2019-2020 NBA Predictions.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
According to Nate Silver, the LA Lakers have the best chance of winning the NBA Finals this year.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting take there, Nate.
I'm like, Nate, had you not noticed? They're not even playing basketball.
There's no, they. This is true. Nate, this is true.
Fucking idiot. God damn. What are you going to tell me next? I bet this guy thinks that fucking Amy Klobuchar is the best chance of winning the presidency.
Oh, let me learn you something big here, okay? The Lakers were supposed to play yesterday. They didn't. That's not
you
what
tell
we,
me
you know
can't
what,
even play its game is going to win it all,
they
Nate?
They were too afraid to play the Rockets, okay? Not a good look. Not a good look.
For all his data couldn't tell him that they're not even playing games? That's why I go with my old gut instinct, folks. Old GUT is telling me right now that probably none of these teams are going to win the title because the season's not happening. That's just what I'm hearing from my side.
And you know what I miss most?
What do you miss most?
Basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you think about that?
I have nothing to add.
Wow. You know what I've had to resort to in these tough times while I miss basketball? While I'm sick, I'm homesick, and all I want to do is sit down and watch basketball. I had to buy 2K20.
Oh my god.
And I said I wouldn't do that this year. I said I wasn't going to buy any basketball games because they suck ass. And here I am. On my desktop computer. Downloading NBA 2K20 Legends Edition because it's on sale for $30.
Oh, God. This is tearing me up, man.
Did the virus make me weak? I don't know. But something has. And I think it's the lack of basketball.
Oh, man. Permission to go home, lie down, and watch some TV so my face isn't beat red for my family photo tonight?
Permission granted.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways, I just bought NBA 2K20 on sale.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I haven't really been watching any NBA this year, so it's not really affecting me, but...
Same.
It's like it affected you before it even happened.
Yeah, I stopped. I didn't watch this year because I was worried the season would get canceled. Because
I remember you watched one Wizards game at the beginning of the year. You watched one Wizards game at the beginning of the year, and you said, none of this shit matters.
Yeah. Not when there's a pandemic on the way, that's for sure.
It's like you knew.
I think in a way we all knew. If we go back, and please no one at all fact check us on this, but in our season guarantees, I'm pretty sure all three of us guaranteed that the season would be canceled for a virus that originally came from a bat.
Well, we don't know that. That's not fully confirmed, is it?
And people called us crazy at the time, but here we are.
This, you know, we are a fact-free podcast, and we do take great shame in being right one time.
We may be fact-free, but we are lie-free as well.
And surely I'm paying the price.
We only speak the truth.
Mm-hmm. And we're also lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Sometimes I risk it anyways, but you know, we do what we got to do.
Sometimes you need a Go-Gurt.
Okay. Go-Gurts are fire.
Mm-hmm. Now check this out. I was overhearing and then a conversation earlier this week. Apparently, how did y'all? What was y'all's preference for eating your Go-Gurt? How would you consume it?
What do you mean?
Would you consume it as a yogurt or would you freeze it?
You know, I do both. It just depends. It depends on how I'm feeling.
In my school, either one. It was not frozen. Mm-hmm. At home, frozen.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common. There was a significant subset of this conversation that I heard where they didn't know that anyone ever ate them not frozen, which is odd to me because they're yogurt.
Go to the store and they're in the refrigeration aisle. You don't buy them frozen.
Yeah, they're not frozen when you buy them.
No. Here's a little tangential throwback for you. I could really go for a Danimals right about now.
Ooh.
Never had a Danimals. No. I was a full Go-Gurt man.
Are Danimals still a thing?
Danimals, like, drinkable yogurt?
The Go-Gurt was my meal and the Danimals was my drink with my meal. I would wash down my Go-Gurt.
Double yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
No yeast infections for me.
Ooh.
Did y'all ever have Yo-J?
No.
It was basically drinkable yogurt, but in like an orange juice carton size.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
I think it was discontinued, but I loved it so much. They had a few different flavors, and I honestly can't remember any of them right now, but they were all good. And it was like literally like a gallon, half gallon carton. You pour it out like you'd find almond milk these days in kind of the big carton with the pour nozzle. It was like that, but all drinkable yogurt. I would drink like one of those cartons in like 2 days growing up.
Ooh, that, I mean, so that, good. That's why you're so big and strong and have good takes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I could really go for a frozen Go-Gurt right now. That'd probably feel good on my throat,
I might risk it all to get to the grocery store and get some Go-Gurts.
You want
to
fax me some?
I'm emailing Harris Teeter as we speak to ask if they have Danimals.
Okay. Very good.
Folks, go to your local grocery store. Type in Full Court Mess on the pin pad as you go to leave. Mm-hmm. And it offers a free Go-Gurt from underneath the counter.
When it asks for your debit card password, type in Full Court Mess instead of your normal 4-digit password. And mm-hmm. you will receive a coupon. For free yogurt.
Oh, it might say wrong input. It might say denied. It's just a fault in their system.
If you get the denied error, that simply means that you did not listen to the Full Court Mess draft special in full. So go back, listen to that entire episode, start to finish, and then one more time just to be safe, and then head back to your grocery store, and you should be error free.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to not, just to be clear, this does not include Trix yogurt.
No, that's for kids.
This is simply a Danimals mm-hmm. and Go-Gurt promotion.
Yes.
No. Yes. Yeah, Trix are for kids.
Please keep that in mind.
Yes. Trix.
And so help me God if you use our name to try to buy a Greek yogurt.
Oh, No.
Not only from ever listening to this podcast again, but also from your local grocery store, and Jared will fly to where you are and give you the novel coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
All rightfully so.
So
and deserved.
We are anti-Greek yogurt, yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. Relief. I don't like Greek yogurt.
Leave that shit to the Greeks,
I don't like how it tastes. I don't like how it smells.
It's all Greek to me.
Talk about a Greek freak, am I right?
The only thing I want Greek is my basketball players and my big fat wedding.
Ooh! Ooh! Very nice, very
how,
nice.
How are we on Greek salads?
Okay, okay. Not bad.
Borderline.
The only struggle I'm having with that is I have recently started a bit where I refer to all salads as salads.
What's the just cuz?
The girlfriend was doing it, and I decided it was an incredible bit that I wanted to be a part of. And it also reminded me of my parents growing up thinking that chicken nuggets at every fast food place were chicken McNuggets.
Oh, yes. No. Oh, no.
I love going to Wendy's and ordering chicken McNuggets and paying with Wendy bucks.
Oh.
It's like going to McDonald's and ordering a Whopper.
No, oh, it's awesome. It's, yeah, that's what burgers are named now. Parents just love branding.
This is true.
One time I was working as a server at a restaurant and someone asked if we had Coke or Pepsi products. Or wait, they said Diet Coke, and I said, "We have Pepsi products." And they sighed and said, "I'll just drink water."
Wow.
Wow. There no soda is different enough for that reaction.
No, I feel the same way.
And even though Pepsi and Coke are fairly different, neither of them is good enough for that reaction.
No, exactly. True.
The best soda is the best dark soda is Dr. Pepper. And Pib Extra straight up copied their formula, and that's what the two options are if you have Coke or Pepsi products.
But, Pib Extra has more cherry in it.
Ooh, but it also has more. I think they overload it with sugar.
I don't care. That shit's good.
Pib Extra is a spicy cherry soda.
I don't care. Give me more.
Pib Extra is a spicy cherry soda, and Dr. Pepper is a prune soda. So there are some differences.
Okay.
But they're not enough to get mad about. Yes.
Prune?
Yes.
Can you confirm this?
Yeah, I need to see some receipts.
I'd like to turn this temporarily into a facts podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Prune soda. Getting a lot of silence on the airwaves.
Well, I'm looking for it, and of course it does advertise itself as having
23 flavors.
Mm.
I've never heard a prune described that way.
No, me either.
It's been discussed since the 1930s that they have prune juice in their soda. Dr. Pepper has released an FAQ claiming that this is not true, that it's not there is not specifically prune juice in their soda. But I mean, the brands will say anything.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was also a rumor that Coca-Cola had actual cocaine in it for a while.
Well, I mean, that's how it started. Sure.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy that that's how Coke started?
I don't buy that there's prune juice in Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I didn't say there was literal prune juice, but there's prune flavoring.
Yeah, maybe it's artificial.
Yeah, maybe sorry. I don't think the laxative there's is in
no,
Dr. Pepper.
There's no juice in our soda. We don't do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Well, boys.
Dr. Pepper could very easily squash this by just simply listing the 23 flavors on the website.
Before we go, can I tell you guys a regret I have?
Yes,
this
please.
This has become quite the existential episode.
Absolutely.
And I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely. I'm in isolation now. I wish I bought more Girl Scout cookies.
That is something I think every single year, if I'm being honest.
I have four Thin Mints left.
Whether I have the coronavirus or not.
I have four Thin Mints left, and I want to make them last.
You put those in the freezer?
Ooh!
You best be doing that.
Maybe. It's only four, though. Then if I put them in the freezer and I really like it, I'm going to be sad because I can't do it again.
Oh, he raises a good point.
Yeah. You know? It's mm-hmm. Why do that to myself? I'm already feeling bad enough.
check this out. So I've been workshopping this ever since about 30 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. When Jared says he's in isolation, what is this guy? Kyrie Irving? Thank you.
Who is this guy? Allen Iverson?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's freaking Kemba Walker on the Charlotte Hornets over here.
Oh, no. No,
who is
no,
this
no.
guy? Joe Johnson? ISO Joe over here?
Oh,
that's me.
Hey, he's ISO over here.
I'm
hey.
Here. Tip your waitresses.
I'm one-on-one on the wing over here. Hey. Mano a mano.
Oh, boy.
But for real, folks, please, this is a team basketball podcast.
Mm-hmm. We don't do this alone.
No. We podcast as a unit. Three men weave.
We've only done this without one of the main crew one time, and it was a disaster.
It's the single worst episode of all time.
Absolutely.
Of any podcast, to be clear.
Again, please do not check that.
Unless you want your free yogurt or Danimals from your local grocery store, in mm-hmm. which case you're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Due to a contract error, we accidentally, in our deal with the grocery stores, agreed that for every one that they gave away, we would pay them 500 times the price of that Danimals or Go-Gurt. So we're really, really hoping no one cashes in on that deal, which is why you have to listen to the draft special to be able to.
You have to suffer through 3 hours.
Yes.
Was it only three? I swear I thought it was five.
It was more like 10.
I think when I last looked at it, it uploaded 199 minutes and 59 seconds, and that was the max.
Just cut it off there. That's for the best.
We could really just delete that.
Folks, let me just promise you that if you are listening to that episode, you are still not suffering as much as I was recording that episode. from pick 9 on, it was the worst time of my life.
We really could just take that off our distribution site. That probably would be good.
Or we could leave it up there like a big wart.
Like non-cowards.
Wart mess, okay. Yes.
Well, I didn't say we would. I didn't say we would. I said we could and should. I didn't say would. anything else going on?
There's been a great rash of posts recently. Maybe we can retweet all the ones where mm-hmm. NBA players are doing extremely normie. Damn, 2020's been a bad year. Cancel it. Post. I saw LeBron's. I saw
Luka. LeBron's is the worst.
Luka's is good too, and I think Trae Young had one. They're all great. So maybe we can fire those off for the followers of the Twitter.
Yeah.
I want to personally endorse every one of those posts.
Luka's says 2020 is being a very bad year. Stay safe, folks.
I mean, that's just awesome.
What are the chances we can get a current NBA player on the podcast for our next episode now that they're not as busy?
I have to say 0% chance based on how we talk about Kyle Lowry's ass.
Folks, I'm gonna go ahead and guarantee that our next episode will be the episode where Kyrie Irving is finally on, and then we will name the show.
I don't know. Do you think?
Great call, man.
What do you think is the chance that we can get someone?
I feel like
someone from the NBA or just someone
from the NBA.
Okay, I was gonna put it at 50-50 for someone.
Who is the most likely player to join us next week?
It's not Pat. Episode? It's not Pat Beverly.
What about
we blew that? I'm thinking we blew that chance.
I'm thinking like Steven Adams, maybe Spencer Dinwiddie.
Spencer Dinwiddie would be awesome.
Maybe Will can pull some strings, get Theo Pinson over here.
I'm thinking Jared reaches out to Rudy Gobert, says, "Hey, you were patient zero in the NBA. I was patient zero on my podcast.
Let's do this thing.
I'm the only one in the world left on your side. You want to come on and riff this out, man?"
Yeah, but then he's going to listen to this episode to see what this really is. And it starts with us just like...
Nobody listens to this show. We're safe.
Okay.
Rudy Gobert thinks about coming on our podcast, goes back, listens to the draft special, and then pulls some strings to have us removed from all podcast platforms.
How about Enes Kanter?
Would we take him?
Well, let me give you this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
28 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Wash your hands like you just got done slicing jalapenos for a batch of nachos, and you need to take your contacts out."
Wow. The anti-Gobert in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the fact that they're both NBA players.
They're both centers.
Yeah, really. They're actually more similar than they are different, but...
His Kanter's Twitter avatar is a picture of him with the mask on, edited over his face. Like the viral mask.
Very good.
Nice. I saw there was a great Instagram post that had LeBron on the court in uniform wearing a photoshopped surgical mask with a Nike check mark on it.
Oh no. So I had to wear one of those this morning at the doctor's office.
Damn.
Let me tell you, you can't play basketball with those on. Not comfortable.
Oh yeah,
hard to breathe.
I used to wear masks to protect from allergies while mowing, and just breathing is impossible.
Also, I wear glasses. Fogged up my glasses when I was trying to breathe.
Yep. All this rings true.
So what I'm saying is, good Photoshop. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who we could try to get on. It'd be cool. Lance Stevenson? Just kidding. No abusers on our podcast. No, sorry. For legal reasons, alleged abusers on our podcast. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, by next week we'll know.
It'll be a surprise whether we do or very likely don't have anyone.
Tune in to find out.
Absolutely.
Before we log off for this episode, I have one more tweet I want to share with everyone. It just says, "The Andersons got tested. How'd they get tested?"
Oh no!
That's great.
No.
I like that.
Remember to follow our Twitter account, which you probably are if you're listening to this. I'd assume.
Yeah.
A full court mess. Send us takes. Send us what you miss about basketball. Yeah, topics, whatever. I got two tweets to end this on, okay? You guys ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
This is a tweet from Chef Trilly that I saw. It said, "Eric Bledsoe got $70 million, but Chalmers not in this league, SMH."
That's awesome.
And
cue the Mario Chalmers getting roasted by Obama face.
Oh no. Then good. We love him. I'm pretty sure I love him. Steph Curry, at Stephen Curry 30. This is back in 2010. "Judge Judy got me hypnotized right now, and I don't know why. LOL." Yeah, I guess that's it. Everybody,
I might leave us with one more.
Okay.
It's a Rudy Gobert tweet from January 9th, 2014 that simply says, "Got it."
Very good. Very good. And he did.
He called his shot, folks.
Oh man.
That's like the same. That's like, I don't know, Jason Tatum like 8 years ago being like, "One day I'm going to be an all-star." Instead, it's like Rudy Gobert saying, "I got it."
Oh. All right. Stay safe. Be careful. Be smart. I don't know. Yeah. Be nice to everyone. And most importantly, remember that we love you.
you very much.